Vámonos, amigos, quips Karina Rios Rodilla with a wave of her hand and a snap of her head. Our guide from Juan More Taco Tours is giving us the Spanish command of, let's go, friends, because we're falling behind in this six-stop, three-hour, lunchtime culinary adventure. That's right, so many tacos and so little time. Karina's admonishment comes as me, my wife, Carrie, our son, Alex, and three other foodie tourists dawdle at stop number three. It's Taqueria Morelos, and the holdup is our deliberate savoring of crispy, brisket-in-sauce quesabirria tacos. Our excited chatter and asking for seconds has put us behind schedule, and Karina wants to make sure we don't miss a single bite at any of the upcoming refueling stops. The tour started at Mer Cabo Restaurant, the headquarters of Juan More Taco Tours and the Cook in Cabo School. The kickoff dishes are expertly fried nacho chips with four different kinds of salsa and soap, like a little Mexican pizza, prepared by the smiling and non-English-speaking chef Angel Villazana. We chose the Juan More Taco Tour from a myriad of things to do and see in Cabo San Lucas, as much for its ingenious name as our love of tacos. After all, tacos are the quintessential Mexican favorite of fried tortillas folded around a magical mixture of meat, cheeses, peppers, chilies, and salsa. Mexican food is like a little taste of heaven, Karina tells us. In Mexico, we make a fiesta of everything, especially food and drink. So let's have some fun. And fun we have, as Karina leads us on an escapade that's as much a cultural, history and geography lesson as it is a culinary exploit. The geography part of this equation is Cabo San Lucas, the tourist destination at the tip of the Baja Peninsula where craggy desert confoundingly meets the Pacific Ocean and the Sea of Cortez, and tacos are a religion. Juan More Taco is billed as a backstreet tour of downtown Cabo to discover the holes in the wall, dives and streetcarts you'd usually never bother with as a tourist. As such, stop number two on our foodie foray is literally a hole in the wall with a counter, Los Tacos May, where we're served up steaming hot mole chicken, beef tongue and nopalitos, cactus leaf, tacos that drip down our chins as we eat standing on the sidewalk. For stop number four, we join the line at Moy Ceviche's street cart to get the best tostadas in town, as the sign attached to the cart says. Stop number five is a palate-cleansing mango and chili popsicle at La Michoacana before moving on to Taquerias El Paisa for Pacifico beers and Al Pastor tacos made with a pork pineapple salsa and cilantro concoction from a spinning spit, Donaire style. We wrap up back at Mer Cabo for a tequila tasting and effusive goodbyes, thank yous, and this was the best tour ever compliments. Although what we do next rivals our best tour ever declaration. We boarded the EcoCat catamaran because delicious doesn't just describe Cabo's food scene, but its consistently beautiful, sunny weather and stunning location. We cruise out to Cabo's most famous landmark, the Arch, El Arco, rock formation at the Baja Peninsula's Land's End, before heading to Cabo's most beautiful beach, Santa Maria, to snorkel amongst the angelfish. On the way back to the marina, as the afternoon light fades, it's margaritas on deck as Macarena by Los Del Rio blares on the sound system, and we count ourselves lucky to have reveled in such a decidedly delicious day in Cabo. Air Canada, WestJet, Swoop and Flair fly to Cabo from a variety of BC airports including Vancouver, Abbotsford and Kelowna.